Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Minor is a folk rock family band based in Los Angeles, formed by husband and wife Justin and Kate Minor. After a successful first release in 2014, the band got the attention of Fleet Foxes and Modest Mouse producer Phil Eck, who signed on to produce their sophomore album. The band played at the Paradise Theater back in April, and KVNF DJ Tara Stick had a chance to speak with Justin and Kate before their show. Here's that interview.
Thanks for being with us today, guys.
Well, thanks for having us.
So, in the spirit of this program being called Talkin' Music, you guys have been on the road quite a bit all throughout Colorado and Utah. What's it like being on the road so much? And when you're on the road, what do you guys find yourself listening to?
We love being on the road. I think that's the reason we do music, is to get to play it live for so many different people. And we all travel really well together because we're mostly family. So it's a lot easier to be on the road when you're with the people that you would, you know, want to be at home with too.
As far as what we're listening to, well, whether it's a band we played with or, I mean, you get sick of everything when you're on the road that long. So what we've started doing is collecting playlists of songs about the cities we're going to. And so we spend the drive trying to find a song about the city.
Awesome. Did you find anything about Paonia?
No, we haven't done this city yet, so we're going to have to work on that when we leave.
We didn't have service for a lot of the drive through the mountains here, so we couldn't be looking for any songs.
Very cool. So talking about your guys' album, Tunaki, am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. We think so.
The first song on it is Better Instincts. Can you tell us where that inspiration for that song came from?
That was a song that Kate started writing that really evolved over the course of writing the record, probably the most of any of the songs. It started inspired by a war documentary, actually, but it turned into a song about your darker impulses and whether or not to give in to them.
Thank you.
was the song Better Instincts from the band Minor. They played at the Paradise Theater back in April. KVNF DJ Tara Stick spoke with Justin and Kate Minor before their show.
I kind of studied up on you guys a little bit. The name Tunaki is really interesting for an album name, and it's also a really beautiful song on your album. What's the story behind that name?
Well, it comes from Shackleton, who's one of our favorite explorers, was going to go search for this island that had been found in the South Pacific. And before he was ever able to make that journey, he passed away. And then the island actually was never found by anyone else. So it's kind of a metaphor for when something disappears and you can't find it again because maybe it's gone, maybe it was never there. And so that's kind of where we... Yeah, that's why when we read that passage in the book, was it Endurance, the book?
Yeah.
It just stuck with us. Immediately we knew that was going to be the name of the whole album.
So when does it start feeling far away? I never stopped living in yesterday. The island we lost to the southern sea. Thought I could find the way that it used to be. Oh, the moment we died too. Oh, watching it go.
That was the song Tunaki from the band Minor. KVNF DJ Tara Stick spoke with Justin and Kate Minor before their show last April.
your biography on your website kind of tells a wild story of what you guys have gone through while you were working on this album. Do you care to expand about what been through?
Well, while we were making this album, we found out that my mom has a very rare genetic disease called Huntington's disease. And since it's genetic, there's a 50% chance that I would have it as well. It's a really nasty, horrible disease. And we actually got my blood drawn the week we left, and we didn't know this 50% chance I'd have it, and we got my results the week I got back, as well as my two sisters, and then it turned out I do not have it, but all of the other most important women in my life do. So it was kind of bittersweet, and it was a really weird headspace to be in, I guess, making this record. That's kind of that going back to Tuanaki, that place you can't go back to, the idea that there was a life before where we didn't have that in our life, and that's gone now, so... You know, you have to find a new paradise, I guess, or, you know, search for something else to give meaning. So it was a really hard time in our life, but also we were so grateful to have music to be working on through that, because I don't know what we would have done if we'd just been sitting at home. Yeah. Probably go crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that and having music, I'm sure it was kind of a comfort and a coping mechanism to be able to make music while you were going through all of this. Aside from making this beautiful album that you guys did, what other music kind of helped you cope and get through what you were going through? Is there any other musicians or bands that pulled you through?
Yeah, well, the producer we were working with actually, to answer the question, Fleet Foxes was a band we were listening to a lot while we were making this record. And we ended up working with the same producer, Phil Eck, up in Seattle. And actually, we'll be playing a song tonight that may or may not be from those guys. Is that a tease? It's kind of like a tease.
Spoiler, we are.
That's amazing. And I actually was going to ask you guys about that because I had read how Phil Eck produced your album. And I'm sure it was quite an honor to work with someone who has his name on so many amazing bands, albums. You know, he's, aside from the Fleet Foxes, I think he worked with, like, The Shins and Modest Mouse and Band of Horses and Father John Misty. Like, lots of good music there. So what was it like working with him?
It was a pretty amazing experience. Every time that we would, you know, have a coffee break or something, he'd just start telling stories, and all of these stories are about our favorite band. So we're just sitting there like, oh, my gosh, tell us more about Father John Misty and how you guys made this album. And we never got sick of the stories because all of them were about our favorite bands. That was probably one of the coolest things about working with him, was just all this wealth of, you know, stories that he had. It was amazing.
We milked him for every story at lunch every day. It was like, all right, Phil, tell us a new story about one of our favorite bands.
Yeah. And
never ended.
Tell a story.
Yeah, any good stories to share? Ooh.
Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure none of them can be shared because they're all dirty laundry. Sorry. If you'd like to hear them, I recommend working with Phil.
Kind of going back to the songs that are on your album, Barley Bird, I read, is a retelling of John Keats' Ode to a Nightingale. Do you draw a lot of your inspiration from poetry when you're writing your songs?
We read a lot of poetry, and I think that's where, definitely that's where we came up with this whole song, was kind of retelling one of our favorite poems. And it's also where we find a lot of cool words to use, and just the way that poetry, you know, the language of poetry is so lyrical to begin with, that I think it's a great place to draw inspiration.
Yeah, and that's probably the first time we've ever just taken a poem and tried to make it a song. And we spend a lot of time on the lyrics. That's where we probably work the hardest and the longest together. A lot of the musical stuff we'll do separately and come together and kind of work on it. But the lyrics, we'll lock ourselves in a room and really find those words. So poetry, we admire that, you know, that's all they're really working with are the words. And we admire that a lot.
Oh,
laughing at the blackened eyes. Say a song gonna come, gonna chase those worries out from your rosy eyes. Calls me from the darkness.
The Barley Bird, from the band Minor. You're tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. Here's an interview with Justin and Kate from the band Minor with KVNF DJ Tara Stick.
With your writing process, you two are married, right? Mm-hmm. Do you spend, when you're writing, are you guys locked up in that room together writing, or are you writing separately? How do you write your songs and your lyrics?
We write a lot together. Here and there, we'll each come with an idea of a song, but as soon as we get into the meat of it, we start writing together. And we have to, you know, really set aside that now we're working together, and then when we finish working, we each take a little space for like an hour before we get back to being married, because it's a very different, you know, our work and then our separate. We try to keep it separate. I mean, we can't. We spend every second of every day together. But it's really fun getting to work together. And I think we get to a place where our brains kind of, we can kind of tell what each other's thinking before, you know, we don't even have to talk half the time, which that's a really cool feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And we both basically have veto power over anything. So we figure if something is, we both think it's cool, it's probably cool. So that's our baseline for making it into the song.
So you guys are from California, from the Silver Lake area. What is the music scene there like there right now? Tell us about it.
Well, the Silver Lake music scene is definitely kind of where everything is now happening in LA, along with Echo Park, and kind of downtown is happening a lot as well. Silver Lake, unfortunately, is getting a little wealthier, harder to afford, so the artists are moving south and east. We've been there for so long that we're paying low rent.
we're locked in.
So we love the neighborhood. We'll stay as long as we can, but we just love how many artists of all stripes, visual arts, musicians like us, actors, makes up a really tight community, especially unusual for LA.
Cool. Well, this has been Talkin' Music. It's been an honor chatting with you guys, the band Minor. Thanks, guys.
We can start up the bonfire. Oh, oh, oh. Let's start up the bonfire. Oh, oh, oh. We can start up the bonfire. Oh, oh, oh. Let's start up the bonfire. Of endings, better that I let you know before we go and start the show. Let's head for the wild empty where nothing ever has to grow, running down a rabbit hole. You look so delicate, picking me up like a bad habit, feeling this love, feeling our blood and wondering what's gonna happen. You're not so innocent, want something if you can't have it. Honey, let's go, get out of our clothes and throw them into the bonfire. Let's make a little light. Come get inside of me. Cover your eyes and the morning never fools. They're playing our song, so would it be wrong if we get a big golf and just take a little blue. Staring through a fire white as snow. Bodies intertwined through the light and the smoke. But everybody ends up on the road, darling. Wait enough time, you'll be dancing there alone. We're not so delicate, both just creatures of bad habits. Playing no ball, getting my ball, and we both know what's gonna happen. I'm never innocent, try to be good, but I'm bad at it. Them a show, jump right into the bonfire. Let's make a little light. Come get inside of me. Cover your eyes and the morning never cools. They're playing our song, so would it be wrong if we get a big gone and just take a little love? Make a little love with me. Make a little love with me. Make a little love. Make a little love. Wanna hear you say.
Won't put your mind giving me a ride. Think it's time to go away. I can't wait to make your mistake. Let's get out of here while there's still time. Won't put your mind giving me a ride. Now it's time to go away.
Hear my heart pounding in the dark. It's getting late.
Let's make a little lie.
That was the band Minor, and you've been tuned into Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Stay tuned for All Songs Considered, coming up next.